Up next, a look at Ukraine's rich Jewish heritage, then and now. Brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative, based in Toronto, Ontario.
Welcome to Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Peter Baker. Consider the following. Night songs from a neighboring village come drifting at times to my balcony. They quench my sorrow, caress my melancholy, flow like liquid honey. Today we would like to honor the remarkable long-term music project called Night Songs from a Neighboring Village. Night Songs is a concert program that combines two musical traditions, the Ukrainian and Eastern European Jewish. These traditions have coexisted and interacted for centuries, and the traditions mirror the complex relationship between the two peoples that have nurtured them. Night Songs is the brainchild of the Americans Julian Katosti and Michael Alpert. They are both the sons and immigrants from the shared ancestral land of Ukraine. Julian Katosti offers a deep heritage of Ukrainian folk and religious song. He is renowned as a master of the Ukrainian lute harp, or bandura. Michael Alpert offers vocals, violin, guitar, and accordion. He draws upon klezmer music, Yiddish folk song, and the music of the Hasidic world. All three of these Jewish musical genres flourished in Ukraine, and all three of these great art forms of the Yiddish world nourished each other, and they interacted closely with the diverse musical styles of non-Jewish neighbors. And these non-Jewish styles include Ukrainian songs, hearty and fresh, fragrant with field and barn. They fill the air with the dear warmth that streams from the fires of home. Night Songs has toured the world since 1994, being featured in major concert venues in New York, Los Angeles, Jerusalem, Berlin, Toronto, Krakow, and elsewhere throughout North America and Europe. Both Katosti and Alpert say the affirmation and development of their musical heritages is a life's work. Their collaboration explores the deep historical and cultural links between the two peoples. Michael and I realized that we had followed similar paths, says Julian. We make our individual musics from bits and pieces we picked up along the way. We used old recordings, our own research, our teachers, and surviving bearers of tradition. We are always striving to strike a balance between the old and creating new living art. Together we have let our musical traditions have their own long overdue conversation.
You know, the world is kind of caught up to us. You know, when we started doing Night Songs in the 90s, when we started working on the idea, it was just kind of, for some people, kind of a radical thought that traditional Ukrainian and traditional Jewish music would be juxtaposed in this way that we would find common ground. You know, and of course, today, when the whole relationship between Ukrainians and Jews in Ukraine is being rethought on so many levels, political, cultural, you know, but especially in the sense of a common homeland, a common country, you know. All of a sudden, the Night Songs work is part of that whole process. And so I'm really glad that we had a chance to finally play it in Ukraine for the very first time, August 27th at the Lviv Klezmer Festival. But, you know, really the thing that kept us going over the years, continuing to do this project, was, you know, just how many times we'd play it somewhere. And somebody would come up to us, somebody who was in some way conflicted about their heritage, their Jewish and Ukrainian heritage. Somebody who was trying to figure that out for themselves, who felt themselves very strongly to be both. And how do you define your identity that way? After almost every concert, somebody like that would come up and say, you know, this is the concert that I've been waiting for all my life. You know, now it all makes sense to me.
Katosti points out the music of Night Songs is the expression of two lives. two lives spent exploring the what might have beens of musical cultures, cultures and communities left in fragments, fragments left in the wake of the totalitarian psychosis of the 20th century. This has been Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. We would like our listeners to note that the full interview with Julian Katosty will be available on the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter website. From San Francisco, I'm Peter Baeger. Until next time, shalom.
Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative, based in Toronto, Ontario. To find out more, visit them at ukrainianjewishencounter.org and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. For transcripts and audio files of this and earlier broadcasts of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, please visit the Nash Holos website, www.nashholos.com.